Hello.
Okay. All right, both of you guys in here. Let's get this started. All right, everybody, welcome back to another episode of Sports Guru. I'm your host, Trevor Brown, and we have two special guests right here. As I know, Khalil was on here last week. We do have a new guest. So, new guest, Matt, you want to introduce yourself?
Yo, what's up? I'm Matt. I do podcasts with Khalil and the other Ty, so I'm happy to be here.
All right, let's get straight into it. So I'm just going to do a recap of the NBA this past weekend. Yesterday, my Lakers won in overtime against Charlotte. It was a crazy heck of a game. AD had 32, Carmelo had 29, Russ had 17. Rozier had 29, LaMelo had 25, and Hayward had 21. Now, going into this game, I know it's going to be a good game because Charlotte isn't that bad of a team. And I just know without LeBron, we're not really the same team. But like I said, it's still going to take us time for the Lakers to get together, so I'm not really in panic mode. Yeah, it's still early in the season. We still got a long season ahead of us.
Yeah, I mean, we got a long season of basketball for sure. I mean, the Lakers, they're looking rough right now, but I think they're going to be fine. Of course, we talked about that last week. They just faced the Hornets. I mean, Carmelo Anthony's really been carrying this team. In my eyes, carrying's a big step, but he's definitely done his part. I mean, again, 126-123 win. They've been in a lot of close games this year, and I think when playoff time comes, they can't be this close with teams because, again, teams like this take it to another level. And I think Phoenix, if they ever match up again, it's not going to look good for them.
I mean, like I said, Lakers got to be able to win games. Like, they just blew a 19-point lead, a 26-point lead against OKC. Like, that can't. That can't happen. Like, you can't blow leads a team that you're supposed to beat. If you're blowing a team out, you got to put your foot on the pedal or not.
Yeah, I mean, especially the playoffs. Like, you can't, you cannot do that when it comes to playoff time.
Like, definitely. You have a chance to kill a team, blow the team, just take the opportunity and just kill it away. I got to.
Yeah, completely agree. I really have no reason not to believe they won't do well in the playoffs because that's how these kind of like championship caliber teams are. They kind of like slow off in like the regular season. They start ramping up and heating up towards the end. So not a cause for concern, but those OKC games definitely are something to keep an eye on. And, you know, I don't know, like, what would you guys think it is related to? Like, what part of their team? What's the issue with those two losses? What would you say?
I mean, they honestly look at the games, like, they started off great, but then they just wasn't playing defense. Like, offense is not a problem. They can score. Like, they have the score to do it. Just that you gotta be locked in defensively. And they're not. At times they don't get locked in defensively and let teams just score and go on a run and close the lead, and that's when they end up losing the game.
Just and I think that causes a good point. I mean, you look at somebody like the Warriors, who they can get hot quick, and the Lakers can blow that lead easily. So LeBron James again hasn't played basketball in a week. I would say a week or two, close to that range. So we're talking about a team without pretty much their best player. So I think everybody's got to relax a little bit. And I think when LeBron James comes back, his leadership and IQ will take care of that.
Like I said last week, the Lakers are still missing a few pieces. So they're not even at their full strength. So once everybody comes back, as long as everybody healthy come playoff times, I think this team's going to be a dangerous team to play against in the playoffs once everybody come back is healthy.
Yeah, I totally agree with that.
I'm not saying now, since you're on the topic of the Warriors, speaking of the Warriors game, the Warriors beat the Hawks last night, 127-113. Trae Young had 28. Johns Collins had 19. Bogdanovich had 17. Curry had a 50-piece. Talking about a 50-piece. Jordan Poole had 16. Andrew Wiggins had 13. Now, this man, Curry, is a lethal and dangerous scorer. Like, he can get high.
Yeah, he's the best player in basketball. He's the best player
Like right now, the Warriors, they're playing great basketball. What are they? What do you only have? One loss right now?
9-1.
9-1. They first in the West. They've been playing well. And mind you, they haven't got Clay ever come back yet. And they're playing as well. So, I mean, talk about Curry with a 50 points. I mean, a guy can light you up anytime. You got to always be aware and always got to be aware of where you at in the court because as soon as you get to shooting and you start making them see a few falls, it's going to be a long night. And he gave the Hawks the business for sure last night.
Yeah, I mean, this guy is probably the best player in the world. You know, Steph Curry's known for his scoring, right? And look, he had 50 points. That's great. But what I'm surprised about him having 10 assists, and he's doing that constantly now. He's being able to pass the ball and create shots for his teammates. I think that's a huge bonus to, one, his MVP campaign, for him to get his third MVP. Two, for his team in general, I mean, being able to believe in guys that, hey, you can shoot that shot and I believe you're going to make it. That's another thing. And three, Curry went 50% on with 50 points. Like, this is great to see the Warriors actually playing great basketball without Klay Thompson. And I'm hoping Klay Thompson gets healthy so then this Warriors team could really make a good playoff run.
I don't know when he's coming back, but I know he'll be back probably sometime next year, maybe.
I got a weird feeling it's going to be Christmas in a month. I know that's soon, but he's already playing 3-on-3, and I think, you know, that it, you know, what better gift for the Warriors would be for to have Klay Thompson.
Okay, as long as they hold this, maintain what they've been playing until Klay comes back, they're going to definitely make some noise in the West come playoff time for sure.
Yeah.
Last game, we'll talk about the Nuggets and the Heat. Nuggets beat the Heat 113-96. Butler had 31. Robinson had 13. Bam had 10. Jokic had 25. But Barton had 25 and Morris had 14. As we know, things got a little chippy in that game. As you know, Marquise Morris, you know, hit Jokic and then Jokic retaliated. And then it led to them almost breaking out to a fight. But, I mean, stuff like that, you can't just... I mean, Morris definitely clearly started him first, so I don't blame Jokic for retaliating. But then, you know, he was trying to, I guess, try to fight Jokic, and now that was on social media, you know, his brothers got involved, talking about threatening them, and then if they wanted to fight, they'll be ready, stuff like that, you know, stuff like that. It's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, stuff like that's crazy. Matt, do you want to talk about the situation?
I actually didn't think that Morris was in the wrong at first. Like, I thought Jokic did, like, something out of line. But after looking it back, I kind of changed my opinion on it because, you know, the first one was a dirty hit. Like, not to hurt him, but, like, it was just not necessary. So then when Jokic retaliated, I actually think that was the right thing to do. This stuff's going to happen. It gets chippy. I think these teams are going to face off later on in the season. Maybe we'll see what happens with them. But I don't know. Just stuff happens in basketball, you know?
Yeah, I mean, this Heat team is – you got P.J. Tucker, Jimmy Butler, and Markieff Morris now. Or, I'm sorry, Marcus – no, it's Markieff, right? Markieff.
Yeah,
Markieff, yeah.
Yeah, those three guys know how to start something. And they'll try to get inside your head as much as they can. They can play defense and get inside your head. And that's honestly the Miami Heat mentality. Jokic wasn't falling for it. He wasn't doing none of that. And – hey, the Nuggets got the dub regardless. So, I mean, that was a huge win for them. And I mean, for the Heat, this isn't really a bad loss for them either because they've been red hot. That team, honestly, I think can really make a deep playoff run for sure. Because against some really good teams, they match up very well against them. So, I think the situation's a little, you know, little play fight type of thing. You know, nothing crazy, and it'll all blow over by probably, in a week.
I mean, probably like tomorrow or something. It's not that crazy.
Yeah, probably tomorrow. But this Heat team is really something to look out for sure, because Tyler Hero, Kyle Lowry, and Jimmy Butler are playing out their minds.
Yeah, I'll do that like a few days, though. That's some blow over. But
that must wait. I'm sorry to say, but like, Khalil, that must hurt you to say Tyler Hero's lighting it up, doesn't it?
Yeah, Tyler, what were you saying?
I was saying, yeah. No, I was just saying, like,
I'm trying to dodge my question. I see.
I'm just saying, Tyler Hero has been playing well. He's been playing with the team. They're definitely going to be a team to watch in the East, or, you know, probably make a run, so.
Yeah, Chicago.
We'll keep an eye on this matchup, you know, later in the season. You know, this damn Chicago and four. You know, the Bulls have been playing well too, even though they just lost the other night. But
I mean, Chicago beats Brooklyn. They take care of business against Kevin Durant. You know, nothing.
Won't happen in the playoffs,
huh?
The regular season team.
The Bulls are a regular season team?
Yeah, that's all they are. No playoff action for them. Well, they will get there, but they won't do any damage. Well,
so no playoff action, but we'll get there and somehow what beat a few teams.
I think you're gonna get through the first round, and that's it. You can go back.
I think they won the first round, depending on who they play.
Exactly, Ty. Thank you.
I know so they match up, but I'll give them a chance to. I think they'll get past the first round.
If I'm not mistaken, the Atlanta Hawks are 4-7, right,
Ty? They're a playoff team. They're going to heat up towards the end, right?
Yeah, so. 12th seed, man. They're really a playoff team right now.
Actually, look, man, it's a long year. NBA 82 games. It's only been 11 games, so it's still got 70 more games to go. So it's still a long year. Teams are still trying to figure things out. So. To see who's a playoff team or not, so we'll definitely figure that out. Later on the year, I'll give it to around All Star break, and then we'll see who's a playoff team or not.
Yeah,
but yeah, moving on to NFL week. Before I get to the NFL week 9, I just want to talk about the Raiders real quick. They have released their cornerback Damian Arnette, their first round pick. I'm just like, it's like the Raiders can't catch a break, Henry Ruggs, their coach, Damian Arnette is gone. And it's just like, how do you even, as a team, like you're playing for the Raiders, how do you even get through all this? Like, how do you even still even focused on football and how they're dealing with all this drama they've been going through?
Yeah, I mean, how do you really focus on football? I mean, look, Henry Ruggs getting that situation, that's hard. And then you have your coach, that's difficult. Damian Arnette, next thing you know, I mean, I don't know what this show is rated, but I'm just going to say this. Next thing you know, Darren Waller might be back on drugs again. God forbid.
No, I don't. I think Darren Waller. He changed his life. I think he'd be all right. I know he used to be on drugs. You heard his story. He used to be on drugs, addicted, and he changed.
Thank God, he's
gonna stay out of trouble. Yeah.
Thank God for that. But all these situations are just bad. It's just bad. And then you lose to the Giants. It just gets worse.
Yeah, so we about to dive into week 9. What was the most surprising game? There was a lot of week 9, a lot of happened, a lot of surprising games. What was the most surprising game to you in week 9?
To me, the most surprising one was, I'm going between two, but I would have to say Broncos at Cowboys, just because I was so high on them, right? Like, you beat Minnesota. In Minnesota, you beat the Vikings in their home stadium with backup quarterback. They play really well. Okay, they can do it at any, like, with anyone, really. You're not going to replace Dak, though. But then you go back home to Jerry World. You go play the Broncos, who are a garbage team. Like, they are really not that great, despite what the record shows. And you get the works. Like, I'm talking about, like, Kansas City, like, Tennessee work. That's bad. Like nobody saw that coming. That's crazy. The other one I was going to say was actually, I'll let Khalil take it because he might have said the other one. But yeah, that's pretty much the craziest game for me.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Bills and Jaguars. I'm going to go the exact opposite because, I mean, nice. There's no other.
That was my second option. So go ahead, please explain that one.
Yeah, that one's my second op. That was my second option too. Jeez, them putting up 6 points against this Jacksonville team. They came off the Miami loss or win, and I was thinking, you know what? Their offense started out slow, and then they got it going in the second half. But they didn't get it going at all. And Josh Allen just continued to turn over the ball and really couldn't find any of his receivers against Jacksonville. And I can't believe I'm going to say this. Urban Meyer coached a good game.
I'm actually losing, man. NFL, you can lose to anybody on any given Sunday. If your team don't show up, you don't execute, you will lose, no matter how good you are. And like I say, yeah, the Bills game was less surprising, only put up 6 points, especially how good their offense is and all the weapons they have. They only put up 6 points against the Jaguars. It's crazy and absurd, but, every team has a bad game, I see. And the Bills will definitely bounce back, and as they still one of the better teams in the AFC. And, yes, my Cowboys, yes, that was a very shocking game. We just didn't play well at all, top to bottom, offense, defense, special teams. We didn't play well at all. The Broncos outplayed us, and they worked. Like I said, they was killing us at one point. It was like 30-0 at one point. Then we started playing league
at home.
Put up 16 points, and I can't really say the excuse. They just played better than us. Dak didn't play in 2 weeks, so he was a little rusty. He was a little off. But I expect them. It's good that we lost. I'm kind of glad we lost. I know we're gonna lose eventually. Not to anything to them, but. It's kind of good we lost. kind of humble ourselves, and you know, better to lose now than in the playoffs. So look at the tape bouncing back, and I think they would definitely win next week against Atlanta, and we're supposed to get Michael Gallup back. So I think we'll definitely bounce back next week and watch that tape.
Yeah, it's just like all these championship like caliber teams have they're able to lose to really bad teams, and that's just like. That's just how it happens in the league, so I'm not really surprised, but I kind of am at the same time, you know?
Yeah, I mean, the Rams just had that loss. So
where we did the thing where we
definitely.
Yeah, I mean, the Rams having that loss to the Titans, too, I think that's another one that was huge because the Rams, I mean, they lost to the Cards, and we thought that was a little bad, but again, the Cards are 8-1, mm-hmm. but they just had a bad loss to the Titans where Matt Stafford and that offense couldn't get going at all at home again. And then I think you have the Arizona thing. I mean, that was surprising to me. San Francisco just getting blown out the water by James Conner. So,
I mean, Tennessee is still a good team. Yeah, yes, I know they don't have Derrick Henry, but their defense is still solid. The offense is, you know, still all right without Derrick Henry. So, you know, I mean, did I expect them to beat the Rams? No, I did not. But, you know, they came out, their defense showed up. They disrupt that Rams offense, which is high engine, and they came in to SoFi and they beat the Rams. So, you know, like I said, you just gotta show up and show out, and then you know, the Chiefs. Speaking of Chiefs, I think the Chiefs saved this season when they beat the Giants and they just beat Green Bay. You know, I was actually a close game. I thought the Chiefs were actually kind of like blow Green Bay out the water, but they really didn't, but, you know, that was you know, Jordan Love's first start, and Aaron Rodgers wasn't there, and they still was, you know, in the game, only lost by six, but, you know, Aaron Rodgers will be back next week, and Green Bay will definitely be back to normal, and the Steelers last night barely pulling out against the Bears. It was a 29-27, like, they almost choked that game. You know, they was up 26 in the fourth quarter. Bears rally, but they ended up losing, like, by a field goal. I mean, game in the field goal with Boswell. That was a good game to watch. So,
yeah, I mean, that game was
crazy week.
Yeah, that game right there, the Steelers Bears game, was badly officiated for sure. I don't know what was going on with some of those calls, but I mean, I just want to say something to Roger Goodell real quick. This taunting thing that like comes in, I hate. I'm gonna be honest, that and the roughing the passer call, I hate those calls. Because roughing the passer is something that really, like, is hard to call. Or just the refs make it hard to call, you know, roughing the passer. It's pretty simple. It's a pretty simple call. Yet whenever the quarterback throws, and if the defensive person is not in motion already to get the quarterback and just hits them for no reason, that's either – which is already – see, the problem with this rule is that it's already a rule. Unnecessary roughness is pretty much roughing the passer. It's the same rule. And then taunting, like, let them have fun, man. Like, let these players have fun. Let them show character. Like, they shouldn't be penalized for having fun, you know? I get it. They get paid millions of dollars to go out there and play the sport, but – they're supposed to love this sport. And without taunting, without showing off and being able to use your own personality, you don't really have that.
So the NFL has definitely has changed over the years, you know, from head-to-head hits, you know, they want to protect the NFL players, so, you know, you're supposed to hit, blow the waist and chest and stuff like that, from taunting and celebrating and stuff like that. They cut down on that. Celebration used to be a thing that was entertaining to watch. And, you know, roughing the passer has always been, you know, always a controversial call. Like it's always been there, but like it's like the recent years, like they've been ramping it up and calling that a lot more often. And some of them, I know some of the calls of roughing the passer, they don't even really be roughing the passer. And then taunting, I mean, I get it, you know, you can't really taunt, but you know, I guess you should let them be a little more lenient with taunting. You know, I guess let them get away with trash talking, whatever it is that they're doing, you want to consider taunting. But you know, like I said, NFL has definitely gotten soft from what I used to see compared to now. So,
yeah, that's for sure.
I say, speaking of Atlanta, surprising game. They beat the Saints. So that was another surprising game. I have to mention that as well. Atlanta being the Saints game in the field, even though the Falcons almost choked that game, the Saints almost came back and won. But,
That's what I'm saying. It's such a weird Sunday because the Falcons were supposed to lose that game. If this was any other Sunday, the Falcons would have lost that game. But this Sunday was just so weird. Like
I'm about to say, like all the top teams that we expected, you know, they've been raving about losing. You know, like I said, it just makes things more interesting, more things, and more wide open in both conferences. So it's just that's why you know you gotta love. You know, that's how you can't always choose. The obvious pick, you know, you gotta pick the underdog every once in a while because you just never know what week, what team, and what week teams are gonna show up. So, makes things more wide open. So we'll see how these teams, top teams that lost this week, bounce back from, you know, bounce back next week and stuff like that. And on top of that, you know, dipping in, one thing I can cheer about is being undefeated another week, another undefeated week in fantasy. I barely squeezed that one out. Like I won by like 11 points. It could have cost it because I was up big. I was up by like 30 at one point, and he had like Davante Adams, Kelce, and Hill. So yeah, ended up taking a lead, and I was down by like 22. But then I had Cup and the kicker Matt Gay, and I ended up pulling it out by like 11. So just another good week of fantasy. So I'd take that.
Yeah, I mean, I won in every league this week. It's a blessing. You know, I got four leagues. I went 4-0. This has never happened to me in a year, so it's truly a blessing. You know, I'm at number one right now. We're feeling fresh, pretty much. Jonathan Taylor, we trust, and Najee Harris plays. and Najee Harris plays Detroit this week, so it just gets better. Just gets better and better.
I say honestly, I might just start Lamar this week because he plays Miami.
You should start Lamar. If honestly, I'm gonna be honest with you. If you don't start Lamar, you might as well just trade him. Because this man is the MVP of the league, and you're just not playing him.
Because I thought Dak would come back. I thought Dak was gonna be originally gonna have you know a good game, and then freaking Lamar had a freaking comeback, another comeback win to beat the Vikings, and he went off. So I was like, good thing it didn't cost me. I could have lost because of that. But yeah, you know, they played the Dolphins this weekend, so I'm definitely gonna start him come Thursday. So yeah,
you got to start him.
I'm gonna look at Lamar this week. Lamar we trust.
Lamar we trust.
Yeah, so the thing is still open in NFL, both conferences as we're about to head into week 10. Start Thursday, Ravens versus Dolphins, and speaking of Lamar, I think Lamar is definitely going to carved Miami up, you know, Miami.
He's going to kill them.
Yeah, he should, you know, like I said, he definitely should have another game like he did yesterday as long as he don't start freaking behind and try to come back. As long as they start off strong and their defense show up, their defense are going to get a lot of points. As long as they show up, I think they should be able to stop. I think Brissett is going to start. I don't know if Tua is going to play, but it doesn't matter. They should be able to stop whoever. So definitely go with the Ravens come Thursday.
Yeah, I mean, Lamar Jackson is in my opinion, the MVP of the league right now. Like, there's nothing that this man can't do, and he proves it every single week, every week. And people just continue to not respect him. I don't get it. You know, they call him a running back. This man is a quarterback. You know, Marquise Brown is his number one receiver. And I never thought Marquise Brown could be a number one receiver, but this man is actually a number one receiver.
I mean, yeah, it's two best receivers is him and Mark Andrews. That's just the main two targets.
And then you got Bateman now, and Bateman's been playing well. I like this team. I really do.
So Lamar just made a good case for himself after making a comeback win against the Vikings. He just made a good case for himself in the MVP race. He definitely moved up this week after all the top teams I lost. He definitely is right in the mix. After this week, they're 6-2. They're in first place in division. I mean, the AFC North is still up for grabs. It's wide open. They're 6-2. The Browns killed the Bengals, and now they're both 5-4. You know, they won without Odell, which I kind of expected because it's like Baker seemed to play better without Odell. And then the Steelers are 5-3. So, the AFC North is wide open, and the AFC West is wide open as well. Those are two tight conferences that might come down to like the last few games. So, definitely want to keep your eye out on those conferences and see who wins. But I think the Ravens are going to win the conference for sure, and then AFC North. And the AFC West, I mean.
Do you honestly think the Chiefs can rally back and do it?
I mean, for them, the Chiefs to rally back and do it, they would have to basically get hot like now. I mean, I know they won the last two games. So they would really, for them to win a division, they would have to get hot now. They would have to you know, start winning basically the rest of the game. Well, not basically the rest of the games, but not most of the games starting forward now. So,
yeah, they
their division is wide open. Like I said, their division is wide open. You know, they play the Raiders Sunday night. I mean, offense still ain't all that. You know, still kind of questionable. But, like I said, that division is wide open. Do I think they can rally back? I mean, they gave themselves a chance after winning the last two games. So, you know, just keep your eye out on the AFC West for sure. But I think, I don't know what I want to say. If not, I think maybe the Chargers might win that division, I think.
Yeah, I mean, they just came off a great win against the Eagles.
That was a close game. That was a good game.
The Eagles gave them some fight, too. And this Eagles team is just a little underrated to me. But, I mean, Chargers just – they just did everything they needed to do. And, you know, honestly, if this was the last year Chargers, they would have lost this game simply because of coaching. But the coaching in this game was very great. And, hey, Chargers get the win.
Yeah, that was a big one, you know, for them, especially coming off the loss against the Patriots before they bye week. So they definitely get a bounce back game. They wanted to keep their, you know, I think they're 5-3 now, if I'm not mistaken. So the Raiders are 5-3. So, yeah. Technically in first because they beat the Raiders head-to-head. So, they still, you know, right there in the AFC West mix. So, they gave us, you know, a chance to win a division. I think they're going to win the division. That's my division winner for that division.
I think they got a good shot.
As long as the offense to play well and their defense hold up, I think they'll definitely be the AFC West division winner. And you want to talk about stardom, sit-up, fantasy come week 9? Since week 9 is almost here.
Yeah, I mean – look, in fantasy football, man, it's a lot of guys that just really – a lot of people that are on buys. I mean, you got the whole Bengals roster pretty much. I mean, you got Joe Mixon, Jamar Chase, T. Higgins, Joe Burrow. If you need a replacement for those guys, what are the guys I might pick up at least for running back? Mm-hmm. See, running back's a very tough position because there's so many options. But maybe D'Ernest Johnson, if he's still on your waivers since Chubb's going to be out, I think that's a good option.
Chubb got hit again?
Chubb got COVID.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so Pollard is also not a bad option considering Zeke does have a knee injury, so his snaps might be a little more limited, so it wouldn't be a bad play. Brandon Bolden or Stevenson, one of the Patriots running backs, wouldn't be bad since Damian Harris might not play. And he just continues to get hurt. He cannot catch a break. And another one, Naheem Hines. If he's really on your radar, I mean, on the waiver, I mean, go pick him up. He's going to be in this offense, third down running back. He'll get the touches, and he also could get a long touchdown like he did last week. Now for receivers, T.Y. Hilton wouldn't be bad. I think if he comes back.
He gets hurt too much. That's the problem.
Yeah, but I think when he plays, he's actually good. So I would either go Hilton, maybe Cole Beasley wouldn't be bad, and Rashad Bateman. I think Rashad Bateman is probably my pick of the week. He continues to be good. I mean, he's solid. He's very, very solid.
And okay, Rashad Bateman he's been stepping up the past few weeks. You know, coming a big part of that. The Baltimore offense definitely is like a third option after Hollywood and Mark Andrews. So he's definitely been getting his touches, and Cole Beasley definitely, you know. With that high build power offense, Cole Beasley doesn't get his touches, so Cole Beasley is definitely not a bad pickup as well.
Yeah, and then to end it all off, I mean, if you're looking for a quarterback, I guess, if he doesn't get suspended, Mac Jones, I think, would be solid against Cleveland. Their defense is good, but I think the running ability will get them there, and I think Mac Jones might give you a little touchdown. It would be a great game manager.
Mac Jones had a tough test against the Browns, and man, that game is going to be good.
Yeah. Or, I'm sorry, Matt Ryan. Matt Ryan actually isn't a bad one.
All right. Because Falcons, they've been playing solid. Honestly, he's not really having a bad year to me. Came off a good game, gets a chance to do for 343 yards, 2 touchdowns. So Matt Ryan has been playing bad this season to me.
You got to think about it. Dallas gives up big plays. So it's a perfect matchup for him. He knows how to make big plays. So those are probably my I guess waiver wire pickup starts if you're looking for somebody to replace.
Well, this caps it off for this episode. I hope you guys tune in to the show, and I hope you guys tune in to Khalil
Sports and Motorcycles, also the podcast of their own, and where they can also find you at.
I mean, like you said, you can find me in the Sports Mindset on TikTok, Spotify, Anchor. You just go right to Anchor, then you got all the platforms you can, Apple Podcasts too. So, yeah, check it out. Check me out.
Yeah, thank you guys for tuning in. Until next time, we are out.
Peace.